A little bit older, gone over and watched the drag races. Just last year for my birthday, I went up with the Flying Club. One of the members had a flight over this area. It is beautiful. I just don't understand why the municipality is considering selling this. It is an asset. It is definitely not a liability to our community. That is all I have to say. I agree with both sides. It is an asset, not a liability to anyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Carrie.
Mayor and councilors and all interested parties. My name is Peter Ripple. I live at number 20 Winterpond Lane, Liverpool. I'm a CFA. I've been up here in Liverpool since 1981. I've been in Scotia since 1970-something. A long time ago. Anyways, I feel like I'm a native anyway. I'm either a drag racer or a flyer, but I did used to have the website, which was known as retiredliverpool.com, which I think may help you understand that I love this area, and I wanted to promote this area. It was a concern to me from the little clues that I looked like things were going downhill. But anyway, I think that I really appreciate the scolding that Glenn Parlee gave you guys, because I think it would be a great shame to sell this place we're talking about out here in Greenfield for any price, whether it be a lot or a little, because I think that we've also seen that the future, there is a future for this place, and I think that one thing that could happen is that the municipality will manage it. It hasn't really, as far as I can see, or I understand, it really hasn't been managed. What I'm talking about is managing is if we had a CEO up there who was an air traffic controller, so that someone would be on site, so that when it was going to be used for emergency purposes or for whatever purposes, that the runway could be cleared, if it's cleared of drag racers or other planes that are in the area, so that an emergency could be dealt with, so that fires could come in and know that they buzz the area and then they see that the sky is clear, but they don't know what's going to come out onto the runway while they're trying to land. So, you know, it really needs to be managed properly. And I think that if the municipality were to manage it in that way, that person who was the air traffic controller could see to it that those kinds of things were looked after. And furthermore, the municipality could now charge the drag racers and the flyers for the use of the place, which could no doubt possibly pay for the salary of that person. And that you would now have a real asset out there, which other people would feel confident that they could invest in, or the municipality could continue to invest in. So make a good place even better. You know, to consider getting rid of it because it seems to be a nuisance, and maybe it is a nuisance the way it's been run, but that doesn't mean it has to always be a nuisance. Let's do it right. We can do that in Queens County. We can have an asset that we really are proud of and helps this area to grow.
Mr. Ripple.
Thank you, Mayor and Councilors. My name is Jeff Kempton. I live at 106 Skyridge Avenue, Lower Sackville, Nova Scotia. I was born and raised in Milton. I still have strong ties to this area. In the far distant past, passed as an air cadet, I volunteered to clear brush at that facility when they're trying to get it up and running. So I have a connection to that site as well. I didn't plan on speaking today, so I'm just going to wing this. But you heard a lot of passionate presentations from both the Flying Club and their associates and from the Drag Racers Association. I work for the military. I work at Gander, Shearwater, Greenwood. So I have an appreciation for aviation. I've always loved it. I've also been a drag racer since I was a teenager, and I have a passion for that as well. What interests me is that a lot of the comments made by the Flying Club have been based on the premise that this airport is no longer going to be available for flying, for emergency flights, for recreational flying, for tourism flying, all those things. And I don't know where that premise is gaining root, because the NSDRA has made a very strong case that they do not intend on changing anything with the flying club. They want to keep the conditions at least as favorable as they are now by dealing with the municipality. The NSDRA is a volunteer organization. There are lots of volunteers, 90% of them are from Queens County, and they spend hundreds of hours doing this for the benefit of the community. They, as a volunteer organization, yes, they might look at optional special events or something to increase revenue coming to Queens, but they are not looking at planning events 365 days of the year that would exclude flying operations. So, as was said by other presenters, we have gotten along for years. We don't anticipate anything changing. We are fully willing to work with the flying club and make better use of that facility by having both parties be able to benefit from that. And I think the NSDRA has demonstrated that they have given significant financial benefits to this region in the 20 years that they've run that place. There will be more significant benefits to come. And those benefits, in my mind, outweigh the attractive price that's being offered to us at. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kempton.
Good morning. I wasn't going to speak this morning either, but I feel obligated now. My name is Brian Mansfield. I live right here in Liverpool, and I'm affiliated with the Nova Scotia Drag Race Association.
We'll need your civic other than
179 Waterloo Street.
Thank you.
Okay, as to comment on what Jeff said, we don't ever intend on changing the infrastructure up there at the airport. That, I don't know where that misinformation came from, but we want to move forward. Moving forward, if the Nova Scotia Drag Race Association could have secured the facility, we wouldn't be under the gun on where if we're going to have a place to race or what's going to happen with the racing community. So that's one thing that bothers me, right, is that we need, as the group, try to secure the facility to we can move forward. And as Jeff and Scott said, we plan on having some other events, maybe monster trucks, maybe something else in along the motorsports field or along that avenue or venue that could attract more revenue into the area. But the biggest thing that everybody's worried about is the $50,000. As a nonprofit, nonprofit, I don't think the community is worried about the $50,000 nomination of the figure, right? It's for what the good that we could bring as a group. As you know, we're a nonprofit, and we have 100 and some members. And it doesn't matter if you have a six-figure bank account or a $1 bank account. There's never been a member turned away. And you all have a voice moving forward. And we work out there in unity. And unity is good for the community, not just dollars and cents. And like I said, the misinformation that was coming from the Fly Club, like, what are we going to do? Tear the runway up? We're not going to disturb the infrastructure. We can work forward to their needs, to our different venues we could offer to the region as well. And that's about all I got to say. Thank you.
Mr. Mansfield.
Darren, there's a woman in yellow.
A woman in yellow.
A woman in yellow?
Oh, Susan. Susan, have you been waving your hand? Come forward. No, you've had your hand up longer.
This is Harry out in Greenfield, at 4841 Highway 210. I'm here today because I'm expressing my opinion on what the council has been doing without consulting the taxpayers. We offer the for sale of the PID 70110903 Nova Scotia Airport for $50,000 without consulting the public on this. Should never happen. Also, the sale to Gearhart should never have happened without consulting the public. I live in the district of David Brown, who's our counselor. Does he not have any say in what happens in our community, where he represents us in council? Council has been doing this without little regard for our district, without opening the office to other interested parties, to keep the airport an airport. Council deliberately offered the property without going to tender. There are many offers that would not prohibit the drag racers from using the airport to race and the Excelsior Flying Club to operate and still still be an airport. I'm very displeased with the situation and believe that the council needs to reconsider their actions on this matter, and they will also need to future consult with taxpayers. By reconsidering their actions, you don't lose revenue from the drag racers, you don't discourage business of coming to Greenfield, and myself, I've seen planes at the airport every day. They come for fuel, they fly in from Ontario, they fly in from Ohio, they fly in from New Brunswick, they fly in from Germany and Italy. There are one that I've seen, it's from South Africa. They use the airport and buy fuel. Businesses would not have to fly people in from Halifax, they could fly into Greenfield and have someone pick them up. I agree with Glenn Parley on this, and just believe that the airport should not be sold at a price of $50,000 to anybody. It should be open to all offers. And to manage it so that the drag racers and the flying club and anyone else that wants to use the airport, whether it be electronic planes or helicopters or whoever wants to use it, the armed forces, the DNR use it, search and rescue use it, the fire department, like you say, use it for training. And I have one question for council. Why does the Greenfield Fire Department not do the great drag races as their fire department?
It's not a question I do know the answer to, so you'll have to ask
that
later
on.
I'll reply to that. We have them there at least 4 times a year and donate to their association.
Who else would like to speak?
Yep.
Who's been here the longest?
Yep.
Mr. Cochran, you just came in, so you're going to have to wait your turn.
Danny Hurdle, I live 131 River Road, and I'm a race course too. And I agree with them fellows, I like them fellows too. But on the other hand, they're saying you should go tenders and sell it. Well, if somebody goes in and gives us $1.5 million, they may say, see you, fly, fellas. You fellas is saying one thing.
Thank you,
Miss.
Miss Danny will address here. Thank you. Next.
Yes. Thank you.
And then.
G'day, Your Worship and Council members. My name is Nick Wilson. I live at 1173 Coburg Drive in Scotland. I hope you understand my English, by the way. I'm an aviator, but also a huge fan of all forms of motorsport. I own 2 aircraft, but also several vehicles. My family and I moved to Nova Scotia's South Shore from East Africa in 2006. I've been living there for 25 years, and the last 10 years I've run a successful air charter business with an emphasis on delivering humanitarian aid, especially in war-torn areas. As we were exploring the South Shore area looking for a place to live, we came across the Liverpool Airport totally by chance. But that was an influencing factor in choosing where to live. But I was blown away by the potential of the place, and I was struck by how this potential had not been developed. When I compared it to the little airport that I was operating out of in Kenya, a third world country in Africa, with a similar sized runway, but had no less than 33 hangars on it. And in those hangars, there were air charter companies, tourism, general hire, flying schools, flying doctors, maintenance facilities, as well as private recreational aircraft. Incidentally, there's a huge opening for another maintenance organisation here in Nova Scotia, which would also encourage more apprenticeships in engineering, etc. There's more than 400 privately registered aircraft in Nova Scotia, and that's increasing every day. I do not know where they all shelter, but to put it simply, airplanes are a lot like birds. You put some food out and they'll come down. You know, you're on the right track, putting the fuel system in. Along with the flying club, it was putting Liverpool Airport back on the map. Sorry, it was already on the map as a drag racing facility, and I hope it stays so. But more and more visitors are calling by. Now, if you give them somewhere to roost, they'll stay. If you build some hangars, they'll lay eggs for you, you know, in the form of dollar bills. So for example, a 40 by 50 foot structure built now, I had one priced up the other day, would come to at least $100,000, including the concrete pad. Based on the region's tax rates in districts 1 to 12, which I believe it is in, that would draw an annual property tax of $2,170. That's just for one hangar. So if you had 10 units, that's $21,700, etc., etc., etc. Building materials would be sourced locally, there's another million gone in the pot. And then a lot of those people probably want to live closer to the airport and build houses is, et cetera. But for this sort of potential to be realised, I do feel that it's got to be run by someone or some entity with both aviation knowledge and business acumen to make it a fully viable and functioning airport, while at the same time meeting the needs of the Nova Scotia Drag Racers Association, as well as the South Shore Flying Club. I also feel that if you give somebody nothing for free, there's not the same incentive to make sure that ASU provides growth and return. However, you invest money in that purchase, it means you've got a stronger interest in making it work if at the same time it preserves a vital infrastructure for the assurance of safety and well-being of the entire community of Queens, if not all of Nova Scotia, all the better. In summary, properly managed, the Liverpool Airport can not only provide revenue to its new owner, but also to the region of Queens Municipality. A maintenance hangar could provide training and employment as well. A flying school could provide new pilots, which we are desperately going to need. And at the same time, it could provide a base for aerial firefighting. There's going to be a lot more fires if this climate change, not only climate change, but they're dying from the hemlock. A water bomber might be able to pick up water on the fly. Some of them can, but they can't refuel on the fly. They're not fighter air. They need to come down. And the more time they're up in the air fighting fires rather than going to Halifax or Greenwood to look for fuel. And as another example, small private aircraft were used in the British Columbia floods only last year. They were used as humanitarian aid carrying food, water supplies before the military could get in there. So I therefore ask the municipality to consider the allocation of the airport or gifting it to the NSDRA at this time, and rather take time to put the airport up for sale or for tender, but the winning bid needn't be the one with the highest price, but the one with the best business plan, giving due to consideration that all I have mentioned, and that's both parties. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson. Who else would like to speak?
Who Good morning, Mayor and Council and aviators and drag racers. Like some others, I represent neither group, just a taxpayer. I've done enough self-inflicted damage to my health. The doctor would never certify me to fly, and I can maybe get washer fluid in the right part of a car. Maybe. And I used to be able to check through all, but I've forgotten how to do that. So it's clear when you listen to everyone here that everyone has fear for the long-term viability of their passion, as it may be.
I'm going to interrupt you for a minute. Civic address.
Oh, my apologies. 31 Jubilee Street and sometimes 1030 LaBelle Road. I had the opportunity to sit on council, and I was fortunate enough to be in a hot seat when dealing with public property many times, and it's not always the most comfortable situation, but most of them, in fairness, were divestitures of schools and other things that the municipality may view as a liability coming into its hands that we want to get out into someone else's. And, you know, I'm wondering, because I learned a lot sitting here and listening to people, if we arrived here after an unsolicited outside bid to purchase, because when we sell to an outside private interest, there is always that risk that they won't do what they said they were going to do with the property in terms of the current users, which both of whom have invested a lot of time and hope to carry on for a long time in the future. So as I listened to that, I wondered if that weren't the case. And when we talk about the public purse, which has been brought up a number of times today, I'm a believer that you're attempting to do one of two things. If you have decided as a council, and I'm not at all your meetings, if you've decided that you need to get rid of that airport and you just hate it and you don't want anything to do with it, then you want the most money you can get for it if it's a business decision. So that to me is you put it to tender and you accept if somebody will pay you $3 million, who cares? You sell it to them and face the consequences of angry voters that would have preferred otherwise. But what I feel, and I stand to be corrected, and I know you can't answer me here, is that, you know, both groups after that probably became concerned about securing their long-term future. So, you know, then you're considering, so a year ago you were considering a true sale, now you're considering sale under fair market value like we've done with the Debbie School, any number of properties. The fire department in Caledonia got a little piece, or Grand Search and Rescue one time when I served on council. And when you're doing that, it is community benefit, not money, because if you're not looking to sell the raceway because you want to divest it, but you're doing it for community benefit, I think the dollar figure is a much less important thing. And when you're doing it for community benefit, I don't think that you're looking to tender it to a highest bidder. So I'm perfectly fine with the $50,000 if you've determined that this sale is for the benefit of the community. And when we look at that, I personally would rather see this airport stay in the community for the use that it was intended for, which is to land airplanes, and the use that it's gotten for so many years now for drag racing. And as a taxpayer, when I look and say, you know, by example, if you're selling to this group, they have an activity that involves lots of our people, and it's an activity that is accessible to people of Queens County. You know, I think it's $10 or $15 to attend one of their days, and they contribute heavily to the community. So as a taxpayer, if you can sell the property to a group that will have a eternal lease with another that they will work together. These two groups seem to have worked fine forever. I just think maybe you have a situation where you've got an offer on it and it made everybody wonder if they were going to be able to continue what they were doing for years to come. And it's a valuable asset. To me, the value of people using and enjoying it is probably greater than, you know, an interest interest that may or may not exclude both of these groups going forward. So, you know, if I don't know where you arrived at your sale or what the motive was to offer it, but as a taxpayer, if these ladies, gentlemen, and youths can come up with a deal with their aviation counterparts, I think it's great. So, thank you.
Mr. Ingalls. A hand over this way.
Thank you. My name is David Oikel, one of the David Oikel. I live at 70 Annis Beach Road in Lavelle, Queens County. I've been there for 30 years. And as a form of disclosure, I'm also the secretary treasurer of the South Shore Flying Club and a racing fan as well. Your Worship and Counselors, up until October of this year, were a family. The Region of Queens was the Baron. The NSDRA and the South Shore Flying Club were your children, and we all got along famously. Each family member did their part to make the family work as a unit. That's what we had. Somewhere it went astray. Let me explain to you in the simplest terms what you've set up here, and other people have mentioned it. You've managed to pit one child against the other by showing favoritism to one over the other. The Nova Scotia Drag Racers are the elder child in this family, and the South Shore Flying Club is the younger sibling. As I said, we all get along, we have respect for one another. I would dare say even affection. At least that's how the Flying Club felt about it. Yesterday in Greenfield, I had someone tell me that, oh, the racers always speak well of you guys. Good. They're not the enemy. But by giving the older brother an asset that they previously had shared, you've set up a conflict between your two children. And most of you have children. If you have more than one, then you'll understand this analogy. If you buy an ice cream cone, one only, and you give it to the older brother because he's less apt to spill it, and you tell him to share it with his younger brother, and then you leave the scene, what will happen? That's what we don't know. It may go along fine. He may give younger brother a couple of bites of the ice cream and the empty cone when the ice cream is gone. That's what we don't know. The result of the action of doing that would be the younger sibling would complain loudly. You've created the same scenario here. There's only one airport to go around. Call it airport property if you want. Please don't give it to one child over the other. It won't and it can't work over the long term. In their press release, which came out on December 7th, it says they will be good stewards for the facility. I believe that. They take very good care of it. They clean up when they're gone. 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock on Sunday night, you'd never know they were there. And if you were there on Saturday, it looks like the circus came to town. There are vehicles from one end to the other. It's amazing. And they can have that gone in about 2 hours. I don't know how they do it. But in the next sentence, they say, looking ahead, I heard someone say moving forward, we see the opportunity to add additional specialty events. That's our problem. That's what we're nervous about. There's only so many fine weekends in a summer. If you take even one or two more, pilots say, oh, it's no good to go down to Liverpool, and they've probably got cars on it. You know, that's a waste of time going down there because it's always busy with some car activity. And I can tell you, if they had a show and shine, and they said on the ramp area, and they said, well, you can still use the runway, they would not be happy if a helicopter flew over those cars. You know what a helicopter downwash will do? do to those shiny cars, it'd be destroyed. So, once the ice cream is gone, there's nothing. If you ran your own personal family this way, people would call you a bad parent. So please, don't be that parent. Stop. Give yourselves time to consider all the options and make the right decision for your children. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Reichel.
Good morning, Mayor, Council, residents of Queens. My name is Dimitri Leonakis, and I live at 85 Prestwick Close in Halifax. I'm a pilot, a businessman, and the founder of a free aviation initiative for kids with disabilities and senior citizens I call DreamWings. Under this initiative, pilots and myself in the past 5 years, we have flown over 1,000 children with disabilities on over 700 flights at small airports like Liverpool. Our work also includes transporting sick kids to and from hubs for treatment, as well as giving senior citizens free flights for recognition and a thank you for their life's work. During our darkest hour, I took to the sky to draw an aerial message, the heart-shaped flight path of the Puerto Peak. That flight path is now a bumper sticker on your cars, as it becomes a symbol for Nova Scotia Strong. I flew more messages of support that year, as Nova Scotia kept getting hit harder and harder, tragedy after tragedy. Some of these aerial messages I flew out of the Liverpool Airport or near it, as it served as a safe haven for an emergency flight for me. This flight's made international news, putting Nova Scotia on the map as an example of community spirit and strength. Hold on here. I'm a pilot, not a speaker. In the past 5 years, we spent over $120,000 on aviation fuel alone for these flights. But for us, it's not about money, it's about community spirit. I'm not here for recognition for the work we do. I'm here to tell you that our work is also important for the communities and that we need a few remaining airports around Nova Scotia so we can all continue doing our work. Next summer, we're planning a number of flights for kids and seniors out of the Liverpool Airport now that it has fuel. But your decision to sell a $4 million aviation asset for $50,000 to a non-aviation-oriented company and the unorthodox way you have conducted this deal not only has put an end to our plans, it has infuriated some Nova Scotians who are now starting to talk about backroom deals and shady business. We are losing our small airports. We lost Waterville in the Valley and Margaree in the Highlands. We are now at risk of losing Liverpool. Mayday, mayday, mayday. One of the most important airports in Nova Scotia is about to become a private property of a business that has nothing to do with aviation. Someday, and it's going to happen soon, you're going to need supplies to come in from the air in this airport. So let's start again. Let's fix this. Let's repair the damage, the division you have created. Drop the sail, keep this airport, go home, and take a load off. Celebrate Christmas with your families without having to worry about this, and we can revisit it in the future. I appreciate that the MSDRA brought their kids. It's important for kids to be involved. I wish I had brought my kids, my fighters, my co-pilots. Unfortunately, I can't fit them all in this room because there are over 1,000 of them. And unfortunately, some of them, they have succumbed to them to their illnesses. They're no longer with us. Their names I have written on the right wing of my aircraft. Give this airport.
Morning, Mayor, Council. My name is Larry Cochran. I live at 17 East Collins Lane, also at the cottage at 5073 Medway River Road. I have a deep connection to the Liverpool Airport. I helped build one of the runways for one of probably the hardest summer jobs I ever had. I also found a plane crash there that's still affected me to this day. Anyway, I'm just listening to everything. I'm coming up to speed, listening to what everybody has to say. And I think that that's a great thing that's been going on between the NSDRA and the flight club, the way things have been going. I don't see why things have to change. One of the things when you do sell to one of these parties, you guys relinquish control on So I personally think, if you look at big picture here, 100,000-foot view, the population of Nova Scotia is going to double in the next, whatever it is, 10, 15, 20 years. There's going to be a lot of economic benefits to this municipality having that airport for potential businesses coming into the area, which will dwarf the economic impacts that we're talking about now. So I really encourage everybody to, I guess, like Glenn said, slow down here. If you have to sell it, it's definitely, in my opinion, should go to a public tender. And I think it should be definitely aviation first. But I really think that, my opinion, that the municipality should keep control of this asset. I think it will be a very valuable asset going forward for the municipality. And the thing I look at is, one of the gentlemen said that, why don't we have someone that manages that airport to make money? I believe you can make money for sure at that airport. I know that person was here today. I know somebody was going to start a helicopter business at that airport and was very upset that potentially it would go in the hands of the drag racing. So I think there's a lot of other businesses that potentially will come in and use that airport. But the municipality could make money on this and not have it as a deficit. And if the municipality doesn't want to ruin it, I'm sure you potentially lease it out to a private operator who could potentially, run a successful business there. And meanwhile, keep both things going on, it's continuing the way it's going right now. So that's all that.
Mayor, Councilor. My name is Pierre Maru. I live at 72 J-4 on Ellsworth, Nova Scotia. I'm here today at the request of the people from South Shore Flying Club to express to you that we are operating a flying club right now on 14 Wing Greenwood. And part of our flying club, we have a flight school. And a flight school has been expanding crazy the last 2 years because of the shortage of pilots. And at one point, we're going to reach a point where we'll be saturated flying in Greenwood, and we're looking for a place to expand for satellite operation. Just like the last gentleman talked about the helicopter company thinking about starting up somewhere, we don't have to start. We are flying right now. We are in operation. As soon as we don't have enough room in Greenwood, Liverpool is a potential for us where to come and operate, especially since you have the fuel tank. You cannot underestimate how important that fuel and Liverpool is and how much attractive it became for an airport when you did that. I love very much the example of the gentleman with the ice cream cone and the two children there. And I urge you to keep the peace between all the children, and allow the airport to continue to operate, because one day we might be here doing business with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mello. Anyone else who wishes to speak?
Dave Gospel from 60 Church Street. Many years ago, when at the Flyer Club, they used to have things going on that the public could get on a plane and go around. Now, that's been many years ago. I haven't seen anything of a poster of this for a lot of years. At least we see some signage and things from the racetrack.
Thank you, Mr. Huskins. Are there any further comments?
Council, my name is Guy Lefebvre. We'll fix the address, but for the purpose today, let's say 61 Mountain Ash Drive, UL. I'm a retired physician and spent 10 years in Caledonia, another 10 years messing around the various emergency room department around here, including your hospital, Shelburne, Digby, whatnot. I'm not a dragster, and I'm getting too old to be a flyer, so I'm not dangerous. So before this, I was always up north somehow, involved with Native communities, and I don't have to stress to you how important airports are up there. You may say, well, this is not the north, okay, but we're on the edge of the sea, and sometimes I wonder there's some similarities in many ways. People have stressed that in different ways today. As we all know, to me anyway, this local airport has always had a bit of a, what we call a troublesome past. And this has been going on for a long, long time. And council now seems to be poised to get rid of it for some reason. For next to nothing, actually. I think that's a serious mistake. Although I can well understand that council doesn't want to manage this, but you have the good fortune of having a bunch of dedicated people who are ready to take the challenge and maybe take an ugly duckling and make a beautiful swan out of it. Something that we could be proud of in the future. recently, the various interests and stakeholders have multiplied here. It's getting to be a little scary. And you guys, as King Solomon in biblical times, you might have had to decide to cut this baby in half. I don't think this would work, really. You got to find some better solution to this. Many of us here today know or suspect that council has probably already made up its mind. And despite the public hearing, I have my fears in some ways, but my only reason here to be here today is to ask you, like many others have done, is to pause and think twice. This may not be the right time to make a quick decision on this important topic. This is the season for men and women of goodwill, and this is a time for council to show its leadership and its wisdom. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. LaFay. Excuse me, Mr. Ripple, you have to be, I have to bring you to the thing, and you've already spoken once, therefore, until everyone else has spoken, you cannot speak again. Okay? It was in the rules of order, which I read at the beginning. So, is there anyone else who wishes to speak before I allow Mr. Ripple to speak? Yes.
David Jodry. I live at 20 Scott Bay Avenue, Western Head, president of the NSDRA and a taxpayer of Queens. I'd just like to say that there's a lot of division between the two groups right now, and there's no need to be a division. If we get to move ahead with this sale, no one's going to see a difference in the airport other than it's going to prosper. We don't want the flying club gone. It's been something that's manufactured out of all this. We just want to do what we love, and they want to do what they love, and we can do it all. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Jodry. Anyone else who wishes to speak? Did I already hear? No, I have not heard from you yet. Are you okay to stand?
Bring the mic over to him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't expect that.
Well, thank you. I don't want anything over me. That's the first time I've ever fallen down like that. Perhaps it was the heat. I've already presented my presentation.
Mr. Womble.
Oh, sorry.
I know who you are and where you live,
yes,
but
of course. I'm sorry.
For a record.
My name's Bill Womble. I live at 200 Laurie Womble Road in Greenfield. And I'm not going to read this whole thing because you already have it. And I know you can read. So I'm just going to bring out a few highlights. As it stands, the hopes and dreams of our municipal leaders of 50 years ago have not yet been realized. They believed that an airport halfway between Halifax and Yarmouth would be a catalyst for industry and growth in Queens County. Provincial and federal leaders had hopes for the same, as well as added hopes for safety. Evidence of this forward thinking at that time is on the ground there today, on the pavement, building,
that doesn't improve the land. Now, my presentation has several more paragraphs, but I'm going to just bring you down to the this part. Queens County is a very special place. It has a favorable climate compared to many other parts of Nova Scotia and Canada. Very low population density, lots of room for a multitude of activities. We have a low crime rate, according to the RCMP. And there's harbors and wharves, marinas and beaches. This list could go on and on and on. And Liverpool Airport is an obvious one too. If Queens County Municipal Council is interested in promoting business for residents, I can't see where the airport, having an airport in an essentially fog-free location halfway between Halifax and Yarmouth, that's not a bad thing. It's a bonus. So this, I'll just conclude with this. Do not sell the airport. It costs very little to keep it. Selling it doesn't do much for the coffers of Queens. Once it's sold, it's gone forever. The business, industrial, recreational value will be out of the region of Queens' control. And besides all of that, there's no good reason to sell it. Don't try to fix what's not broken. Don't sell the airport. Stop the ambiguity regarding the airport. It's easy. Just say it's not for sale. End the uncertainty with regard to this wonderful facility in Queens. Try to restore faith in this council so that the broader public knows you can be trusted with the assets under your control. Welcome all who come to Queens, whether they come by car, truck, motorcycle, ATV, RV, boat, bicycle, walk, or airplane. Everyone is a paying customer. Investors do not like uncertainty. We all know that. Just say it's not for sale. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Womble. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak who has not yet spoken? No, Peter.
So my name's Steve Christensen. My official address is the Halifax Airport, 645 Pratt Whitney Drive. That's what it says.
That's your civil. That's where you live.
That's what it says in my driver's license.
Okay.
I am very much an aviation enthusiast, and I am very much an aviation entrepreneur. I'm involved in facilities at the Halifax Airport. Our own gateway facilities. We ship lobster all from Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, PEI. Businesses have to be for certain. I'm involved in facilities in DeBert, Halifax, Sydney, and Greenland. If I was not certain that those facilities would remain as an airport, I would have died. I put millions of dollars into four airports. And would I invest into Liverpool right now? Not at all. Because I would be scared. Turn the airport not to be an airport. So as an entrepreneur in the aviation industry and an entrepreneur in Nova Scotia, shipping product all over the world, be careful before you sell a property to a
Christensen. And is that the last speaker, so I can bring some Peter ones to say? Better go, Peter.
Okay, I'm the same person I was a little while ago, living at the same place. But you know, one thing that hasn't been discussed here at all, and I think we would all really like to know, why is it that you want to sell this place anyway?
That's a good point.
So I will answer that question by simply saying when we, the item comes forward on as a debate item, further in our agenda later today, and at that point in time, every member of council can voice their opinion about why they wish to sell it and why they do not wish to sell it. But one thing I would like to correct, and that this was not staff driven, I took great offense to that. Our staff did not suggest that we offload this. I mean, I do defend staff. This was a 100% council decision. It was not backroom dealing, and it was not shady. But when this matter comes forward on 7.8, 7.9, and I have no idea what time of day that will be, I do know that we do intend to break at noon and reconvene at 1 o'clock. We have a couple of presentations totally unrelated to this matter. But I just want to clarify that every member of council has the ability in the public presentation to provide their reasoning why they wish to sell or why they do not wish to sell. But I do want to enforce this was not a staff-driven decision from within this building. Okay? Did I answer that?
Yeah, I got that. But here's one thing. This is going to reconvene at 1 o'clock, correct? And then we're going to go through the agenda for we don't know how long before we get to this again. But the council consider actually making that a 1 o'clock item and then proceeding after, so that these people who are interested don't have to sit through, you know, maybe an hour or more of something that has no bearing or interest to them.
Council has the ability, when I ask for approval of the agenda, to move an item forward if it so wishes. And that is all I can answer, because I cannot answer. This is a public hearing. This is not setting the agenda for council. There are two, I know, but
we have flexibility,
but
there,
this is a public hearing. This is not the council.
Okay, anyways, I just said my piece, thank you.
And okay, so closing remarks.
I think someone's got a hand.
Is there anyone else who wishes?
Just a question, will you vote this afternoon?
Yes.
Thank you.
So in my closing remarks, I'm gonna call the end to this public hearing. We're gonna take a short break, and then we are going to begin our regular council meeting. The first item on the regular council meeting is approval of the agenda. So at that point in time, if a member of council wishes to bring forward a recommendation to move that matter forward, you may want time to think and reflect about everything you've heard here today, rather than to bring that matter forward in 15 minutes time. But that is entirely up to you. So, on that note, I hereby close this public hearing, and council is going to begin. We're already 15 minutes behind, but in 10 minutes, we're great.
11:30.